They know that COVID-infected migrants will infect American citizens and school children this fall. They know crime is going to spike due to the million-plus migrants Biden's already released into the country. And they don't care. In fact, their goal right now is to speed up the admission of these migrants into the United States. Just yesterday, the administration announced new rules to empower bureaucrats who will now unilaterally decide whether an illegal alien shows up at our border should be allowed entry into the United States. These open borders fanatics cannot be trusted to safeguard our sovereignty and enforce our laws. It's been obvious for a long time that when you really think about it, the elites have pretty much had it with Americans. They like China a lot better in many ways. Remember, regular Americans, well, they elected Trump. They love their Second Amendment still, and they're far too religious. And at their core, they come from a kind of evil and racist background. Thus, the more folks from other countries who can come here, the better. Even if we can't really vet them, even if they become wards of the state, even if they bring in more crime, more violence, their extended family comes in, third cousins twice removed, to the left, to the open borders establishment, they're better than the old normal. The next 3 years, we'll see blunder after blunder from Biden as his team drifts from one crisis to the next. So what should conservatives in power do now? Well, the first thing we should do is resist the Democrat spending binge that's happening. That money is just going to be wasted because Biden's team are not competent administrators. Second thing we should do, defend the states who are trying to do the right thing. You know, red states are leading the way economically, and they're leading the way to help protect our cherished freedoms. We cannot let Biden bully them or the inept blue state leaders drag them down.